Hazy, patchy smoke out there, a high near 69. Thursday night, still hazy and smoky with a low around 45. And on your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight, east winds up to 10 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less, and a west swell 1 to 3 feet at 16 seconds. Haze and smoke out there on the bay as well. And a look at your traffic out there. Report of a car fire, State Road 183 near Cooper Road, westbound in the Monterey area. Traffic collision north Davis Road near State Road 183 in the Monterey area. And it is about 60 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, our local radio show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
It's time now for the Our Local Show with Neil Perlberg. If you'd like to participate in tonight's program, give us a call at 479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here's your host, Neil Perlberg.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the, not the Off It Radio Show, it's the other one. That's Tuesday night. This is the Owl Local Radio Show right here on KSCO. AM 1080, you can just check it out on KSCO.com. Or if you want to hear this interview in solid stereo, I don't know why you would, but if you can, just go to FM 104.1. And you know me, I always drag people down here, interesting people from the community. And I have my good friend here who comes down every year. Every year he drags these kids down because I like to have kids on the show. Because you know what? Kids say the darndest things. And, you know, I'm pretty much sick. So once in a while you get sick and tired adults talking. Time to get the kids on the air. But the problem is that the kids... they kind of wanted to know what I was going to ask him. So I told him I was going to ask him math questions. So they all left. There's no kids here at all. They bolted. You guys still here? Speak up. You, speak up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still here. The kids are still here. And tonight, live in studio, we had the Pleasure Point Surf Club. Which is kind of new. I haven't heard that lot. It was. Just, I think it's changed. I'm not going to see what's changed from, because there's no future in the past. We're onto something new. This is the Pleasure Point Surf Club, and since now the KSCO is situated right here in Pleasure Point, that it's if you've got the Pleasure Point Surf Club going on, you got to have them on the radio and talk about what's going on, who they are, what they're doing. So without further ado, do you know what further ado means? You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Which means without further ado, Neil, shut up and let's introduce some other people here. My good friend and coach, award-winning coach, I hear. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He's award-winning?
That's true.
Award-winning coach,
yep.
Mr. Michael Allen is live in the studio with me tonight. And so, Mike, I want to, you and I have been surfing for many, many moons, right?
That's true.
Up and down the coast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have many laughs, many, many good times. But I know nothing, this surf club and what you do for these kids is very, very special to you. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the club and the mission of the club and what's going on and blah, blah, blah.
Wow. Okay. last year, we hooked up with Boys and Girls Club. So we're a Pleasure Point Surf Club under the umbrella of Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
And, we're able to do so much for the kids. They're just fantastic to be around every year. And this is also our 10th year we're celebrating doing this. And we're just really proud of our organization and in providing a safe environment, a good learning environment. They're happy out there. They're doing great.
How many kids in the surf team?
We have 20 this year.
Yeah.
And it's a good group, and we're going to be doing later on in the season some more of the wilderness surfing first aid for the kids too.
Yeah,
and doing our usual sweatshirts and goodie bags and all the good stuff for them.
And now where are you guys surfing at?
We're down at the Opal Cliffs.
Privates.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You can just you just show up there on Wednesday afternoon.
Right. Our registered kids show up and we paddle out, and we got the authorization from the Opal Cliffs management, and they have been great supporters of us. And
right. And how many? I've got a lot of adults here in the studio too that are laying low on the couch, staying far away from me as possible, because half of them said they don't want to talk. But trust me, I'll get them on the air. Who's the band of merry men who's helping you coach all these merry men and women who are helping you coach these kids?
Well,
gonna give a shout. Better make sure you're talking to the microphone.
The first person you were talking about is Stacy Whittemore, and she's been with me for the last 10 years, and she's also teaches at Shoreline.
Do you want to make a wager with me right now that I get her on the air? Do you think she's going to get on the air?
I don't.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet you $5 I'll get her on the air.
Is that a deal?
Okay, that's a deal. I could use the $5.
I can put it towards, we can put the $5 towards the surf team, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we also have we have Jennifer Sherry.
Yeah.
And she's the director of the Live Oak Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, who's that again? Jennifer Sherry? Now, I went down and saw you at the Boys and Girls Club, right? That was a tremendous institution for the kids of Live Oak. So we're going to have you come on the air in a little bit and talk about that, obviously. But who else we got? We've got the missus over here, too. We've got Mrs. Allen over here.
Yes, we do. My wife, Julie, over there, who's been doing a lot of our behind-the-scenes photography for putting together the yearbook.
Right.
And
anybody else over here?
And we have, of course, another one of our coaches who just started joining us last year, and that is Uni Del Rosario.
Okay.
And she's also teaches at Shoreline, and all of these coaches are just absolutely fantastic because they really understand that aloha spirit with the kids and the love and the joy that we get from just being out in the water together.
So not only are you teaching the kids to surf, but what else are you bringing? What's your purpose, and what do you want the kids when they move on to high school or want bigger and better things? What do you want the kids to learn from being a part of your surf club?
A lot of it is safety. And in so many aspects, and also to become a part of that environment where the water is becomes their playground. The ocean becomes their playground, and then they want to take care of that playground, and hopefully they want to surf for the rest of their life. So we want them to be safe. So we teach them all about the safety aspects. We teach them surfing, that we swim. We do all types of activities out there.
Right.
But then it's also for them to really care about themselves, care about the people that are around them,
right?
And the respect for the ocean, respect for themselves, respect for the community, and hopefully our goal is that they end up becoming these fantastic adults and they give back to the community.
All right, very cool. Okay, young man, who are you?
My name is Ada Jordan.
Ada Jordan. How old are you, Ada?
I'm 12.
And how long have you been surfing with the surf team for?
I've only been surfing for this year, but I've been surfing for about 5 years.
Now, are you surfing in the, I know you're part of the surf club, but do you surf competitively, or do you want to surf competitively a little bit?
I surfed competitively last year, and I think I'm going to do it next year.
What are you going to do in the surf league?
Yeah.
Do you surf shortboard or longboard?
I have been surfing longboard, and I'm transitioning over to shortboard.
Very cool. So what, tell me one thing, or have you learned one thing as far as being part of the surf club?
Michael taught me how to stand up and do better pop-ups on a shortboard.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Do you know what his nickname is?
No.
You don't know? He's the paddle king. That's what he's known as. No one paddles far better than he does. So if you're going to learn a shortboard, you've got to paddle good. So make sure you learn the technique from this guy right here, because he can out-paddle anybody, especially me. So You show up on Wednesday. Are you helping some of the, because you're a pretty good surfer, right? Do you get to help the other kids too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And this guy over here, who are you?
Hello, my name is Yazir Roque.
How you doing?
Good.
I like the Thrasher sweatshirt.
Thank you.
If it was my, you know what, if that was my size, I'd be asking if I could buy it from you. But it's not my size. So how long have you been surfing with the surf club for?
And this is my first year.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Are you learning to surf, or are you an expert?
I'm learning to surf.
Do you surf? Are you surfing? Now, what kind of board are you learning on?
On a longboard.
Wavestorm?
Yes.
What color is it? Is it one of those, the orange and thing, greeny one or the blue one?
It's just a blue one.
Are you goofy foot or regular foot?
Regular foot.
And the best wave you've ever caught in so far is? Do you remember that very best wave you've ever had caught?
All of them.
All of them? That is the right answer right there. Okay, you are... Let's see what time is. Oh, I gotta go. Hey, Chris, can we go to break? We're gonna go to break. Before we go to break, this portion of the show is brought to you by... Carried Away Foods and the Aptos Center Dine In or Takeout Experience. Their strong philosophy of using the freshest ingredients prepared with passion, care, using organic local ingredients. Go to Carried Away Foods on Facebook for weekly menu selections. You've only got 3 days left to order your Thanksgiving stuff from Carried Away Foods, so get on the phone or get on the internet and go check it out. This is Neil here with Michael Allen and the Pleasure Point Surf Club. We'll be right back after this extremely short break. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich, and it's time to eat. We offer the finest craft sandwiches in the county with unique and creative flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day, so you can be sure you are eating the best grinds in town, like our delicious Surf City Philly or Johnny Utah. Try out our latest creations, Kyle's Calamari or the new Porchetta. We also offer craft beer with 8 rotating taps featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952. Check out our website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com and be stoked on sandwiches.
Standing in the market where I buy my bread. With the hunger in my belly and a rhythm in my head. Looking all around for something good to eat. Between the butter and the beans and the mops and the meat.
Fall is here and the ocean is coming alive. For that adventure, a wave clock on your desk is the perfect source for ocean information. Whether for surfing, fishing, sailing, or just enjoying the beach, the wave clock will show you the real-time wave and tide conditions you need. The wave clocks are made from sustainably sourced hardwoods, including our newest ones made from reclaimed 1932 redwood wine barrels. It's a modern classic that marries digital data with old world instrumentation to provide ocean data on easy to read dials. The wave clock is a true piece of functional art. It's linked to your home Wi-Fi, providing updates on waves and tides every 30 minutes. Come and see our newest collection at www.thewaveclock.com and download the free app now. Adventure awaits.
Okay, we're back with the Hour Local Radio Show. If you have a fisherman or a mariner or a surfer or whatever, any boater, go check out the Wave Clock because it's be a great Christmas present for anybody. So that's waveclock.com. Check that out. Live in studio tonight is the Pleasure Point Surf Club. And love having the kids on the show. Nothing better than having kids. But first of all, I've got a parent. And I want to talk to you, sir, because what's your name again, please?
My name is Mike Jordan.
Mike Jordan. And now he's going to be good on the air because he's part of the debate club, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to get in an argument with you. I don't want to debate you at all. But just tell me what it's like to be, you know, and I know because I experienced it. My son started surfing when he was 4, and now he's 28, and we still surf together. You know my boy, Quinn. And what's it like for you? What's experience like for you being able to surf with your son? Also, what's it like for you to have a kid that has been able to go to a club like this with other kids and a wonderful, wonderful coach? Because obviously we didn't have that when we were kids. Well, so what does it mean to you?
Yeah, first off, I love surfing with my son. I think it's one of the best things as a father ever. I started taking him out in the water when he was really quite young. So he's really been trying to surf in the last few years.
Right.
One of the reasons why we had him go to the Pleasure Point Surf Club is because I think it's really important to be around other kids and to have more of a surfing community.
Right.
I mean, some of the best friends that I've ever had in my life that I still have are kids that I started surfing with when I was his age.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I really want him to kind of branch out and not just surf with dad all the time.
Yeah.
because he's getting to that time where I'm a little bit probably too grumpy.
Yeah, and you look kind of grumpy.
And so he needs to be with other kids.
Those debate club dudes, you got to be kind of a grumpy deal.
Well, you know,
is debate club the grumpiness part of the face you got to wear?
No, it's the fun part.
It's all about civility.
It's all about civility.
All right. See, I'm starting to debate already. So, I mean, so it's important to you. It's important for you to have your boys as part of the surf club.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's good to be within a community with other kids and with other people that are helping them. Okay. You know, other than me. And so, I think that's an excellent thing.
One place you'd like to surf? Name one place you'd like to go surf with your kid.
I'd like to go back to Indo and take him with me.
Better work on that young man.
Yeah, that's the plan. As soon as he's ready for that, he gets that trip.
You better work on that young man. Anyway, thanks for coming on the air.
All right, thank you.
Okay, who are you? Come here. You're going to be the new host of the show. Get over here. Come over here. What's your name? You got to speak right here. Like, see this right here? Like, you got to talk right now. What's your name? Get right close.
What do I do?
You just got to speak right here. What's your name?
My name is Suriel.
Do you surf?
No.
Do you want to surf?
I want to.
You want to?
When I grow up.
When you grow up. Okay, go sit over here. And I'm going to talk to you over here. Go sit over here in this chair. Does he want to speak? He's going to be just fine. He's got you. There you go. Put those on. There you go. Speak in the air. There we go. So, is this your brother? Is that your brother?
Yeah.
And he surfs. Is he pretty good? Your bro pretty good?
I don't think so, because he never told me.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I think you should go surf. I think you should start surfing soon. What do you think? Okay. Do you want to start with a longboard? Who do you want to teach you? Have Mike teach you or Dad teach you?
Dad.
Get your kid in the water.
Yep.
Okay. Get your kid in the water. Get in here, Dad.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll get him in the board.
So when do you think he's gonna start surfing?
Well, when I'm like 11.
When you're 11?
Yeah.
That's a good age to start surfing. Dad, how can we wait until he's 11?
Well, I will put him on the board in like a couple of years.
Bingo! There we go. How old is he now?
He's 8 right now.
Okay, so we're gonna get out there. He's gonna be 10.
Yeah, first he has to learn how to swim. You know,
okay, like, yeah, that's important.
He's working on it, but
all right, very very cool. Okay, young lady from back here, we got money. I got money on her. I got to loosen her up. I'm loosening her up right now, Stacey. See how easy this is to come on the air? If he can do it, this young man right here, look, he's shy. I think I'm going to lose $5.
Hi, my name is Stacey Whitmore.
Okay. See that? Okay, who are you? Are you going to do stand-up for me tonight, or are you just going to be doing... tell us about the Boys Club.
I'm just going to tell you about the Boys and Girls Club.
Tell us about the Boys and Girls Club.
My name is Jennifer Sherry. I'm the unit director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Santa Cruz County's Live Oak Clubhouse. And what would you like to know about us?
I want to know... Okay, do you have to be in Live Oak to be a part of that Boys... Yeah. You don't have to be.
No, you can come from anywhere. We have children that come from as far away as Watsonville.
Right.
To our Live Oak Clubhouse. We have 3 clubhouses in Santa Cruz County. The one here in Live Oak, that's mine. One in downtown Santa Cruz and the Aliberti Clubhouse in Scotts Valley.
Okay. And the surf club is...
It's exclusive
to the Live Oak, right? Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you as far as... He came to you. Did you go to him or...
He came to me.
He came to you.
Yeah.
And how's the partnership work, may I ask?
It's fantastic. I've wanted a surf club at our Boys and Girls Club for a very long time.
Yeah.
I don't have the expertise
when it comes to
surfing that Michael has. And so when he came to me, it was perfect because we wanted a club. He had a club that needed an umbrella.
Right.
And it fit. It was a perfect fit, and it's worked out beautifully for just over 2 years now.
How many kids do you think you've sent to the program?
Michael has brought in, well, you have to be a Boys and Girls Club member in order to be in the surf club.
Yeah.
So he's brought in probably a good 30, 40 kids to the Boys and Girls Club who just wanted to surf.
Right.
And then they come in and, you know, they can get homework help. They can participate in, you know, our educational programs, our athletic programs, our fantastic recording studio that was donated by KSCO.
Right, right.
We have studio engineering classes, music classes.
Right.
We do all kinds of stuff with the kids.
I know he probably doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe he does. But do you want to talk about the award that he just received, some kind of award?
Yeah, Michael was nominated for a Be the Difference Award through the Volunteer Center of Santa Cruz, and he won.
How did he win?
He won love and adoration, because that's what volunteers get. And a really cool trophy, plaque. What is it?
I can see you getting the Love and Adoration Award.
He got a Love and Adoration Award.
So what does that mean to you, Michael? I mean, to get something like that from your peers and so forth. Did the kids get to vote on that?
No. We sent in a nomination letter. Ms. Uni over here and Ms. Stacy and I all worked on the letter, and we sent it into the Volunteer Center, and they sift through all of the nominations that they get, and they choose the one that really fits their model of what good volunteerism is.
What did you want to say, Mike?
Well, when it happened, I was really speechless because I didn't have any idea that this was even going on, that I was even being nominated, and suddenly I get a call from the Volunteer Center saying that I had won, and I didn't even know what they were talking about at first. I had to have them tell me more about it. But it was fantastic, and it was just, it's a wonderful honor. And now doing this for 10 years, I think how wonderful this is to add into our 10th year celebration and all of our wonderful coaches that we work so well together and our staff and then with the kids. And it just was great timing.
You know, I'm going to give you another award tonight. If you get Stacy in that chair right there, if you get Stacy in that chair right there, I'll give you another award.
Okay, hold on.
I'm just kidding.
here's I have something actually that we want to present to you, and from
to me?
From 10 years ago when you handed off the surf team to me, and I and you trusted me on that, and I will forever be so grateful. And now that 10 years later, we continue to build the organization and into what it is now. And so what we have is an embroidered.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Jacket.
Whoops.
Stoked. For you, an embroidered jacket with a Pleasure Point Surf Club. And on the front is the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh,
and that's an extra large.
I'm honorary member of the Pleasure Point Surf Club. I'm very honored.
Thank you, Neil.
You know what? I'll tell the story. Of how that happened. I was the surf league here in Santa Cruz had folded. I hadn't been around for a while, and I raised some money with some other people, and we got the surf league to get back to the Scholastic Surf League back together again. And I was coaching Harbor High, and I had we had a big surf team. It was like 40 kids on there, 40 or 50 kids on the surf team. It was out of control, and then the coach left Shoreline. And I took that on, so I had two teams, and I just like, this is out of control. Just now I'm totally out of control. So I had to find a coach. There's a lot of people who say they're coach. There's a lot of people who say they're going to do something, but they don't. I'll coach, but it doesn't really happen because it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time and it takes you showing up. Showing up is the key, right? And having patience with kids. And there was only one person I could think of at that time 10 years ago. That we could feel the position that would be a role model for the kids, that would show up, would teach the kids how to surf, teach the kids about etiquette, teach the kids about the water and safety, and have respect for the ocean, and let the kids learn how dangerous the ocean is. Some people think the ocean is like the Giant Dipper at the boardwalk. It's not. It's very, very, it can be very, very dangerous. So, and there's only one person I could think of at that time. After I'd probably 30 or 40 people have gone through my head, and that was Michael. So I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm just but the choice I made was the best one.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times you can hand it over to somebody and they just drop the ball, and then it gets dropped. Ball gets dropped, and the ball gets dropped, and the ball gets dropped, and the whole thing gets defunct.
Michael and still never drops the ball.
No, until this day. And now you have this incredible surf club with parents are enjoying it, people involved in it, and the Opal Cliffs, you know, Opal Cliffs Association are stoked, and the surf club, the surf shops are stoked. And it's you know what? it's great to see the kids in the water every Wednesday night. See you guys, see all the kids screaming and hooting, hollering, all the people, all the coaches you have, Timmy Hunt from Pono, and,
right,
you know, all the guys. They just love it, you know. And,
yeah.
And so if your kid's thinking about surfing and they live here in the Pleasure Point area, and you're hesitant about letting them go out by themselves, or you don't know what to do, you should contact the Pleasure Point Surf Club, and the website is what?
PleasurePointSurfClub.com.
Okay, PleasurePointSurfClub.com, and I don't think they're going to turn anybody away. It's very inexpensive to join, and the kids get to surf with each other, and they get tremendous guidance and coaching and safety, because a lot of parents, some parents don't surf, and the kids want to surf, and so how do they get to do it? They can join something like the Pleasure Point Surf Club. This is Neil here with the Our Local Radio Show right here on KSCO. Hang on a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I suffered in here this morning. I mean, totally suffered. Hot Elevation Studios Yoga Studio. Come join me on the mat for Hot Pilates Power Yoga. Yoga Sculpt. Deep stretch 7 days a week, or class schedule and rates, go to purepoweryoga.net. Also brought to you by, this might be a gentleman who'd be interested in helping your surf team out. You ready for this, Michael? We're going to talk to John Sisk from Lighthouse Bank, who's serving the communities of Santa Cruz since 2007. And Lighthouse is ranked as the fifth healthiest bank in the nation for 2017, providing all the convenience of modern technology with the satisfaction of premier customer service. Yes, that's Lighthouse Bank at lighthousebank.net. I wonder if Lighthouse would want to be sponsored the Pleasure Point. Oh, where's State? I thought you got the chick on the couch over here.
I tried.
What do you mean? I'm not done with it yet. Yeah, we'll be right back. It's a very short break. Don't go away.
Stacy, we want you.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days, and try some of our homemade POG, passion orange guava juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
Neil here with the Our Local Radio Show, back here with the Pleasure Point Surf Club on a Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Surf season's about to kick in, so I want everyone to, if you guys are surfing out there, make sure you wear your earplugs, because from my Off the Lip Radio Show last night, surfers of ear is an issue here in Santa Cruz. And Dr. Hetzler, who is a surfers of ear guru, specialist, ear, nose, and throat doctor, was on my show with another member of the community, a well-known member of our community, surfing community. That's Marciano Chongo Cruz, who almost died. He was very, very close to, very, very close, within an hour that Stanford Hospital said of him dying from surfer's ear, that wow. what had developed and gone into it became an infection, and he almost died. So, one thing I think you maybe put you in touch with the guy from the listening stack or earplugs. You can, I don't know if your kids are wearing earplugs or you tell them to wear earplugs, but, you know, protecting yourself from surface ear is you know, Michael, it's very, very important. And surface ear is abundant right here. This is where it happens here is in Santa Cruz a lot because of the cold wind and the cold water. So make sure those kids got the old surf plugs on there.
Well, we do the eardrops. We have them as part of their kit every season.
And Dr. Hetzer was here last night, and he has this, I don't know what it's called, but he has this instrument that you can buy for less than $20. I'll put you in touch with him. Less than $20. And you can plug it into a computer, and you can check the kid's ears. And your ear comes up on the screen. And it's very, very cool.
You can check your bone growth across.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I have I've had both my ears worked on, and thankfully I can now hear. But yeah, protect your ears, kids. Okay, who is this? Who's this one? The newest guest. She's like grabbed the microphone like Mick Jagger and said, "I want to talk." She looked like Tina Turner. Look, she's right. Grab that mic. I want to talk. Okay, hang on. Who the heck are you?
Aloha. My name's Miss Uni.
Miss Uni. Okay, yeah. Miss Uni. What are you doing here?
I'm here with Stacy. I'm here with my new new Ohana.
Okay.
And I'm here to support the club.
Yeah.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
And yeah.
Do you have a kid? Do you have a kid in the club?
No, I'm a coach.
Oh, you're the coach.
I'm a coach. That's the wife.
That's the missus. I know her. So,
I just teach at Shoreline.
Oh, you teach at Shoreline?
Yeah.
But you're just coaching now?
Yes, assistant.
And how?
It's Stacy's fault. She won't come over here.
No, she won't come over here. She cost me $5.
Stacy,
it cost me $5 for crying out loud. Come on.
So Stacy got me involved in the club.
And Stacy's been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
Okay, how did she sell you on joining this, being part of the surf club?
Well, we both teach sixth grade.
Yeah.
And she's language arts, I'm science.
Yeah.
And we started collaborating. And at the end of last school year, I started coming out, make it through the school year, and have fun with the kids, and had a blast. I'm hooked.
Best part about surfing for you is?
The water, the kids, the just relaxing.
Yeah.
And refreshed. I'm ready to go finish the rest of the week now.
Oh, the week once you surf on Wednesday afternoons, huh?
Yeah.
Do you do you coach both the boys and the girls? Just pick
everybody.
You just grab a kid. A kid's from next to you. You're grabbing it. Or do you?
What's
do you
lovely.
Get do the coaches take like four or five kids?
We're like a tag team.
Oh, you just tag team.
We really do. We really are a great support team. We all come together.
Yeah.
And if I'm not able to support a kid in the way that they need, then Michael comes in. You know, with the swimming. Today we were out. With Ruben, Stacy, and I,
right.
It was a blast.
Don't be looking at her because she's not doing me any favors right now.
I'm trying to get her over
she's
here.
She's not coming.
All right, fine.
Okay, I got a question for you. So,
I'll try.
How about safety? Like, does Michael go down there? Does Mike go down there and check out the waves for us? Because now we're approaching winter, and the conditions can change. It can go from 2 feet to 10 feet like that. I mean, there's different south swells and north swells. I mean. How do you guys check? Who checks the waves?
They both do.
They both do.
So
right?
Stacy has. We have a morning announcements.
Yeah.
And she'll post the wave report.
Yeah.
And then Coach Michael will also send out an email to all the coaches.
Yeah.
Letting us know if practice is on or not.
Yeah.
So we have it's a very efficient team and we're very supportive.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, any of the kids you coach have gone on to, you know, become really, really, you know, have you checked some of the kids that have now in high school that you've coached over the years and have, like, man, they're good.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of kids that go back. But it's just amazing after now 10 years realizing that these, that ones for sixth graders are now, you know, graduating college.
Right, I know.
And adults and, you know, coming to the point where they're going to start their own families now. It's amazing.
I see. I had a kid the other day. I didn't recognize him. He was at the point, and he's got his stroller. Hey, coach, how you doing? I'm like, who are you? And right, the kid told me his name. Like, oh my, is that your kid? No, my God. You know what? As much as that was beautiful to see, gotta make me feel old. But you know what? I don't think there's anything like where you get kids come to you, you see them downtown or you see them around town. Like, hey, coach, how you doing? And
it's always wonderful, especially in this community too, to just run into the kids that we've had over the years. It's a great thing.
So tell us, how much is it to join the surf club, and what the kids get, and so forth and so forth.
Okay, we'll run down the list. It's 175.
Okay. And the season goes from when to when?
And that's the entire school year.
Oh, so it is entire. You guys run. You go year round.
It's the whole school. It's the whole school year, and but not including summer.
Okay.
And so for that, they get their membership to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
They get their swag goodie bag full of all kinds of great stuff with sunblock and lip balms and lotions and wax.
Towel.
Yeah, beach towels and on and on, whatever we can pack in there.
Right.
And then they get the Sherpa fleece hoodie sweatshirt with our logo on it.
Yeah.
Every year.
So $175, you get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an incredible deal because you can, yeah, you know, how much, one or two surf lessons, and you've already blown through that. But we get a chance to have them for the whole school year.
Right. Do you have to have a wetsuit and a surfboard?
No.
Do you guys provide those?
We have some.
Okay, so you have some
surfboards. Michael's great at going out and finding wetsuits and surfboards for kids. We have loaners' surfboards, loaner wetsuits, you know, because they'll outgrow them by the end of the season. So,
right.
You know, if they borrow one, they bring it back at the end of the season, and it goes to another kid the next year.
Right.
Michael also left out for that $175. The children also get the wilderness first aid and safety training.
Right.
And the, ocean safety classes. Okay. These are all, you grow up in a beach town, you have to know these things.
Right, for sure.
It's irresponsible not to.
Okay, I'm bringing back this handsome young man right here. Give me your name again.
Aiden Jordan.
Okay, Aiden, so are you going to go, obviously, you're middle school right now, right? Going to high school? Which high school are you going to go to?
Harbor High.
Attaboy. Have you checked out their surf team at all?
A little bit.
And you go to, hey, how's the surf team? I haven't checked. How's it looking?
I think it's looking pretty good. A couple of my old friends are on the Harbor High surf team. So.
And do you want to compete? You know, once you get to high school.
Yeah.
And you do. You want to compete both in shortboard and longboard?
Yes. Probably shortboard by then, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now your dad said he wants to take you to Indo, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to go there, or is there another spot you'd like to check out?
No, I'd love to go to Indonesia.
And so, what's that going to take? Is it going to take good grades? What's it going to take for you to get on a plane with a ticket for two and surfboards packed up? What's it going to take, do you think?
So, my dad wants me to be able to do an off the lip on a shortboard first.
Oh, there we go. So that's what it's going to take?
Yeah.
How far away are you from one?
I don't think I'm super far away.
So Indo's pretty close.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you think about that, buddy? Indonesia.
Well, I think his surfing skill has been improving pretty quickly. So over time, we've been working on the shortboarding with him, and so I think he's getting there.
Yeah, and what have you been working on his pop-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and paddling?
Transitioning, and then every condition out there, too. So sometimes we have some of the higher tide days, and it's a little bit trickier, but builds up his paddling skills, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that what you've learned?
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of boards, who makes your boards? What kind of boards you prefer?
I really like Freeline boards because they're locally made.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. Support your local shaper, right? So we got a lot of shapers in this town.
We do.
Is John Mell your favorite, or do you have somebody else you'd like to get a board from?
It's either John Mell or Buell that I like.
Okay, all right. So he's supporting his local shaper. That's very well done. Who else have we got coming on the air? Okay. Mr. Thrasher, get back here. What time is it? Hey, have we got another break here? Chris, do we got one more? Okay, I got one more here. So before we go to this nice young man right here with a Thrasher sweatshirt, this portion of the show is brought to you by a local surfing farmer's insurance agent, Sean Rovi. If you're looking for home, health, auto, commercial, or renters insurance, I recommend to call Sean, and I do, because he's a great guy, 462-3222, or just click on roviinsurance.com. But the problem is that man is snake more ways to me than anybody else I know, which is very, very true. Also brought to you by, are you wanting a new or used Ford car or truck? Then stop by and see my good friend Jeff Winterholder at North Bay Ford on Soco Drive in Santa Cruz. Jeff will take good care of you and get you the Ford you want with pricing that is second to none. Give Jeff a call at 234-3584. And don't forget Rogue Pies. Have you had a Rogue Pie yet? No, dude, these things are so... Have you had one yet?
I don't think I have.
Don't worry about it. You know what? I'll have them. I'll eat them all. Rogue Pie Wagon. The Rogue Pie Wagon is going to be at La Silva Beach Book Fair on Saturday. Live Oak Farmers Market on Sunday. Order online at Rogue Pie, ROGUEPYE.com. Or you can order them online or fully cook frozen pies for delivery on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's from Ed Fordyce, owner of Rogue Pies. Okay. So right in the hot seat again, he's like, why am I back talking here again? Is Mr. Thrasher himself. Do you skate?
Yes.
Are you a better skater or surfer?
I think I'm a better surfer.
And your name is?
Yazir Roque.
And what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
What kind of board are you riding?
Wavestorm.
Do you want to get like a custom made board one day?
Yeah.
Do you know who you want to get one from?
No.
Okay. I think Mike can give you some suggestions about who to get a board, really good board from. And you're riding a long board right now. Do you want a short board eventually?
Yes.
831-479-1080 is the phone number. We're going to take some phone. What do you think? Take some phone calls? 831-479-1080.
Yeah, Yazir is really picking it up fast. He's just, you see these kids who get down there and just have a huge passion for just being in the ocean. He gets there early and can't wait to get in the water.
Are you a good swimmer?
Yes.
Who taught you to swim?
My dad.
Where at?
Well, sometimes on the beach and sometimes at the pool.
And does your dad surf?
No.
Do you think he should?
Yes.
He should, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
And why is dad not surfing, do you think?
I don't know.
Should we ask him?
I don't know.
Okay, Dad, get in there. Come on. Okay, we got Ben here from Santa Cruz calling in before we switch seats. Ben, you there? Chris, can you come fix it? Hello? Who's this?
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you... it's Lynn, and I was wondering if you could repeat that thing you mentioned about how to measure your surface air.
Oh, I don't... You know what? It's an instrument... I'll tell you what, if you email me, I'll find out what it is. If you email me at np@kseo.com, np@kseo, I'll find out what it's called, and you can get in touch with me, and I'll find out what it's called and email it to you. Is that all right?
Lovely, thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Great show.
Hey,
thank you
so much. Thank you very, very much. Okay, so Dad, okay, you're out. Dad's in. Dad.
Hello.
Dad, give me your name, Dad.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Roque.
Okay, Daniel Roque. The reason you got your son surf and you're not, what's the problem?
Well, I'm kind of nervous when I'm at the water.
You are?
Because, you know, I always tell my son, like, you got to respect the water. You got to respect the ocean, the waves and all that. Because if you don't, like, take a time to look at, like, the waves, how they break and all that.
Right.
You're going to get hurt, you know, but I was trying to tell him, be safe on it.
Right. So did he come to you originally and say he wanted to surf?
Yes, he always wanted to, but I'm like, let's grow up a little more, you know, like when you turn like 7, 8, 9, but
yeah.
And then now he's ready, you know, it's 11, he's ready.
So you couldn't take him, right?
Yes.
Because you couldn't take him because you weren't, not your thing. So did you get in touch with Mike, or did you do some research and think, you know, this is going to be the best way for my son to learn?
Well, he goes to the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And then while we were there, I mean, we saw flyers as, you know, the surf club.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, hey, do you want to go? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we start from there, and then, you know, Coach Michael, he's like very patient with all the kids.
Right, very patient.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, is there one particular experience that you've had with kids that, you know, that stands out to you? I mean, I know there's probably many memories, but is there one that kind of stands out for you?
Well, that's a tough one, because there's every year and in 10 years of all these great kids. I think there's, instead of talking about one specific kid, surf kid, I think it's just seeing that passion that we see every year and the smiling faces out there, and then and then seeing them really fall in love with surfing and falling in love with the ocean and wanting to make that commitment on their own.
Right.
And also seeing the tranquility that comes from them being in the water. You see that too. And then there's also at the same time you see the excitement that comes from surfing, obviously. And then it's a joy to all of us, obviously, that first wave that they catch. And you see that huge smiling face, and they're just, and they, so that's just, they love it. And then you can see that they're hooked. They just want to get back out there and keep doing it.
Yeah. I remember my couple of experiences I had as a coach was one going down south to Southern California for the state championships with Harbor High surf team. And they just... and some bunch of kids from Santa Cruz, and Santa Cruz kids just dominated the kids from Southern California, even though we were very, very small. And these kids from Southern California were huge teams, and we had all the kids in the final, we had tons of kids in the finals, and we just, kicked butt. And I think another time for me was when we lost. Harbor High lost, and I was, thank God we lost, because there was a surf contest back a few years ago now, it was sponsored by Red Bull. And Red Bull came to town with all their people and they set up all these tanks full of Red Bull for the kids, right? I mean, 40-ounce cans. And these kids were drinking them like it was going out of fashion. This is true, right? And the kids were like, Coach, am I surfing now? This is my heat. Coach had me waxed. They were all on Red Bull. And I'll never forget that we lost to Santa Cruz High, and I was so thankful that I didn't have to go to Southern California with these kids to drink more Red Bull. And I'll never forget that experience where they came into town with all these big pro surfers.
That would have been a nightmare.
It would have been a nightmare. So, kids, stay away from that stuff, and stay away from Red Bull, but don't stay away from earplugs. So make sure you wear earplugs. Very, very important. So in the last few minutes of the show, Mike, what do you expect to see the surf team in 5 to 10 years? Are you still going to be doing it?
Yeah, we are. This the group that we have right now is just kind of this elite, wonderful, supportive team that we have brought together, and so we don't see any end at all. We're just going to keep doing it till.
And how much do you think you'll? How many kids do you think you can handle? I mean, do you think you can handle up to 40, 50 kids? And are you looking for people to donate to you as far as donating any wetsuits? If you got wetsuits or surfboards or anything you want to donate to the surf team,
sure.
Can they donate to you? Just go to pleasurepointsurfclub.com.
They can. They can get a hold of me through that. And we can always take donations, and also checks if someone wants to write checks to help with our organization too.
I got
to
write a check for you $5, don't I?
but wetsuits, boards, we can always use that.
Yeah.
For the future, I mean, all these the years to come, we're going to keep doing what we do every year. But it just seems like every year we always figure out some way to just continue making it even better. Yeah. Just when you think you've made it the best of the best,
right?
We figure out something else to add to it.
Do you take the kids to other spots in town, or are you just sticking with privates?
Right now, sticking with privates.
Yeah. Because that wave breaks consistently, and it's easy for the kids to surf,
and a lot of little choices of
it's a great
places
beach.
To ride. And yeah,
you have to pay the toll to get through the gate.
No,
they let you in.
Yes,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah, everyone's been super supportive. The whole community's been really supportive of our efforts.
You're up now. Here, I'm going to talk to you. You, Michael, out. Your wife in. Okay, this is the Michael's leaving, and his beautiful wife. Who's the backbone, I think, really probably the backbone behind the surf team, is coming on the air. And introduce yourself. Get those headphones on. Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Julie.
Okay, Julie. Last name?
Alan.
Okay, Julie. Now, are you proud of the hubby?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal.
And were you always a part of it? When I handed those reins over him 10 years, did he come to you, or are you just like, hey, I got this opportunity, do you want to work with me on this, or have you been working with him the whole time?
Yes, I have, in the background, taking a lot of pictures and of the kids and the team photo and events, And we do a yearbook, and a lot of those photos that I take go into the yearbook.
So for $175, right, you get the yearbook.
Yes.
You get all the swag. You get a whole bunch of stuff. It's a heck of a deal. So if there's any kids out there, if parents out there, they're wondering where the kids want to surf, but you're wondering where to get lessons, maybe can't afford lessons, you know, maybe, you know, you don't know what to do, then please join, you know, Pleasure Point Surf Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and you, there is a minimum age. Is there a minimum age?
I'm not sure.
Or do
about
you have
that,
to have? You have to swim, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You have to, swimming's one.
That's a prerequisite.
To be at least in the fifth
grade. Okay, come over here.
Yeah,
come over here. Okay, so what's the deal with the swimming part? What's the deal?
We like the kids to be at least in the fifth grade and 10 years old.
Yeah.
With some, they have to be able to swim.
Right, and you have to prove you can swim, right?
Yeah.
They can't just say, I can swim.
No, they got to prove it. Michael takes them out for a swim test to make sure that they can swim.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we want them to be at least 10 is just for the focus ability, the developmental level of the children, so that they are able to focus and they are able to take it seriously.
Okay.
Because we do want to be safe.
Right. That's it. You guys got a great gig. Okay, the kids, where's the kids? Stand up, kids.
Stand up.
Stand up, all the kids stand up. Every kid stand up. I want you to all the kids to stand up. Give your coach a round of applause for doing a hell of a good job. Yeah, there you go. The coach is loved. I want to thank Michael for coming on the air tonight. I want to thank everybody except Stacy, who didn't come on the air. I'm a little pissed off at her. She cost me five. Cost me $5. Darn her. I want to thank all you guys for coming down here tonight and sharing your experiences here with the Pleasure Point Surf team. And I love Mike, and I wish him nothing but the best. And he has my utmost respect. Please tune in to next. If you guys are a baseball lover, please tune in to next Tuesday's Off the Lip Radio Show when he returns, one of my favorite people who can tell baseball stories like nobody else. And that is major 25-year veteran, crew chief, baseball umpire, and Aptos resident, Mr. Bill Miller, will be in the studio. Now, you know what? If you want to hear baseball stories, he is the man. He'll make you belly ache laugh from here to kingdom come. So that's next Tuesday on the Off the Lip Radio Show. And next Wednesday night, I have the guys from the Fruition Brewery, I think. That's the date night before Thanksgiving. They're coming on. So there may be a couple of beers. That's going to be a fun show. So tune in next Tuesday to the Off the Lip Radio Show. That's going to be a good time crew chief, major league umpire, Mr. Bill Miller will be in the studio. Before I go, this portion of the show has been brought to you by title sponsor, John Ribeiro, who serves Santa Cruz as a realtor and is captain of the popular charter sailboat, the Chardonnay. If you're looking to find your dream home in our beautiful community, or interested in placing your home on the market, his attention to detail, local knowledge, and negotiating and management skills will all come into play while you sail your way through escrow. Give John a call at 831-419-0502. I want to thank Chris, my engineer. He always does a fantastic job every Tuesday and Wednesday night. I heard he does a lousy job Monday, Thursday, and Friday, but does a great job on Tuesday and Wednesday. Stacy, you got like a minute. You're gonna come over here and say hi. Just say hi, and come on and say hi. Then that doesn't cost me $5. Damn you. All right, thanks everyone for listening tonight. I really appreciate all the KSCO audience, and I appreciate all the fellow staff at KSCO for letting me do the show, especially MZ and Rosie. And I'll see you next Tuesday with an Off the Lip Radio Show. Like, really looking forward to, can't wait, when once again, Major League umpire Bill Miller will be my guest. Thanks everyone for listening, and I'll see you next week. Cheerio to you all.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.